I thought I'd let you hear some more music. And so here's a conversation that I had with saxophonist G. Scott.
Victory is my destiny. I don't care what it look like. Y'all don't know.
Cool. That'd be so. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you all in the house with us, of course. Us being not only your loyal host, but our guest, yours and mine. G. Scott, hello, sir.
Hello, Mr. Thornton. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and it's good to have you back. You doing well?
I'm well, blessed, and highly favored.
I hear you. I tell you what, and that is always a good thing. I tell you what, I've been featuring the song Victory throughout the week as well as today.
Wow.
So that people would have a fresh reminder of some of the sounds of G. Scott.
All right.
So that when you came into the house today, they kind of have an idea of what to expect. So
it is
good to have you back, though. The holiday season, tis the season to be jolly.
Yes, sir. It's time to get our holiday praise on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll tell you what, and that's part of what holidays for. Good music that helps to either get us in the mood or keep us in the mood.
Exactly. Lift our spirits. And, you know, you have so much going on during the year that you have to deal with. So it's a blessing at the end of the year to just be able to give thanks and give praise and just worship God as we go out of the old year into the new year.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And you know what? That's such an excellent point, because truth be told, G. Scott, one of the things that I love doing every year is focusing primarily on an even more intense level than I do throughout the year on that which is empowering and inspiring.
Exactly.
Because I want us to end that year on a powerful note, to help put us in position to start the new year on a powerful note.
Exactly. Because truly what you carry from one year to the next makes an impact on that year. So, you know, that's why even on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, you're focusing on the new things, the new challenges, the new goals, the new dreams, the visions that God has given you. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing to just worship Him through the holiday season.
Absolutely.
And not just look for a gift from Santa Claus from under the tree.
There you go. Gifts under the tree can be nice, but
exactly.
They don't compare with
to worshiping Him.
There
right?
you go.
And He is the ultimate gift.
The ultimate gift. That's right. That's right. You know, and you think about it. Sometimes we can forget to take our smartphone with us. Mm-hmm. We can forget to take... Oh, man, I was supposed to take that book with me. I wanted to read it on the way. Mm-hmm. Something that was given to us as a gift, maybe we bought it for ourselves as a gift, whatever it is, we forget it and leave it behind. But when the Spirit of Christ comes inside, we don't have to worry about forgetting to take Him with us.
Right.
He's on the inside. Wherever we go, He's there too.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I say He's the ultimate gift, because... You know, He's always there, you know, and He knows and He sees and He understands everything. And sometimes even the little small things we take for granted, you know, sometimes, you know, you may be a little under the weather and you think, oh, I got to go to work today. But you come in and find out your workload is not heavy. That's just a small thing that God did just to let you know, I see you and I got you.
Yeah.
You know, just a light day, you might have thought, oh, I hate to go in. But when you get there, you find out your workload is not as bad as you thought. So I've learned to thank God for just the small little things. You know, even somebody caring about you when you're sick or when you're going through and when you've got things going on in your life. Just having somebody to step in and say, I'm here, I care, it's going to be all right, makes a whole lot of difference. And so I've learned to appreciate the small things that God does for us.
And, you know, doesn't that make a difference when
definitely.
We develop a lifestyle of appreciating even the small things instead of just always insisting on waiting for the big things that blow our minds.
Exactly.
And just missing the things that don't blow our minds.
Exactly. And how many times does God stand there saying, you're waiting for me to open this big, fabulous door, when every day I'm opening doors, every day I'm making a way for you, every day I'm stopping the enemy from taking your life, every day I'm giving you peace, every day I'm working out situations for you, but you're waiting for something big, out of the way thing to happen. So I'm learning to appreciate just every day.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's life where we live it, too, every
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
I know a lot of people... try to make it a habit of looking for miracles, but we don't live by miracles.
No.
They're great when they come, but we don't live on miracles.
Right.
We live on the ordinary.
Exactly.
Doing everything in our power to make the ordinary as extraordinary as we can.
Exactly.
As we strive for excellence in our lives.
That's right.
Letting God reward us for the excellence that we put out there day after day after day.
Right.
Whether that means a promotion on the job, whether that means getting a new job.
Right.
It's not about the miracles.
Right.
Miracles are great when they come, but most people do not live on miracles. They live on jobs.
Exactly.
They live on food that they buy out of the grocery store as opposed to food that just shows up from out of nowhere.
Manna raining from heaven, right?
There you go.
Well, they didn't have grocery stores back then, so God did what He had to do then.
Exactly.
But now we live in a different age and time, so God uses what's at that appropriate age and time to manifest the blessing. So it's all good.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. It's all good. I tell you what, and it's so good. I can just imagine God looking down on people who are having that kind of conversation, whether within themselves, with others, either way. And He's saying, you know what? They really mean that.
Right.
And I remember how when I think it was Zechariah, the prophet Zechariah was seeing a vision. And, of course, the enemy had shown up to talk with God. But also you had Joshua, the high priest, had shown up before God. And he was having a conversation. And he was being accused, and God shut the accuser down.
Exactly.
And he heard a conversation that some of Joshua's peers had about their insistence on following God's ways. And God liked that conversation so much that he made a note of it. and said, mm-hmm. now these people are going to serve me mm-hmm. forever mm-hmm. in my kingdom.
Exactly.
And that's what he's listening. Mm-hmm. He's listening for sincerity coming mm-hmm. out of hearts and minds that are saying mm-hmm. the right things for the right reason.
Exactly. And especially in the day and age now when we have so much, shall I say, hypocrisy or so much, you know, self-importance, so much self-indulgence. God is looking really for the true heart that really wants to worship him for who he is and not for what we can get and for what he has, that really wants to know him for him himself, not just I know him to be a healer, I know him to be a deliverer, but to know him as God Almighty, the one that I serve, the one that I worship, the one that's worthy of praise, that died on that cross and shed his blood. You know, that's what he seeks. He seeks such to worship him. And when he finds that person, then he magnifies them in his presence because God loves that worship. And he will lift you up as you lift him up. You don't have to seek to be lifted up, but just lifting him up causes you to rise.
Yes, yes. Emotionally, spiritually.
In every way.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I tell you what, it is good to know that we have that kind of relationship. I really appreciate you for making it so clear that it is not primarily about the material, mm-mm. whether we're talking about the material body, mm-mm. material money, material houses.
Right.
It is that those things are great.
Right, all those things are good.
Yeah, but they're no comparison to right. having more and more and more of the one who provides those
right.
things.
Right, exactly.
I tell you, I would be offended. I'm just going to be honest with you. If I had children who came to me once in a while to just mm-hmm. hold a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while to say, hey, you know what, Dad, I really appreciate you for mm-hmm. doing such and such. Mm-hmm. But 95% of the time they come to ask me for something.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, can I have some money?
Mm-hmm.
Dad, can I use your car?
Mm-hmm.
Dad, would you help me get... I wouldn't really feel like that was a good relationship.
And you would feel used and feel like, well, do they really love me or do they really love what I have and what I can do for them? And I'm sure God sees that, but I think that in his all omniscient and all wise way, he knows this is human beings and this is a flaw in their character, but he sees that I still love them and I'm still going to do for them because they are my children. I'm sure it hurts his heart, but he doesn't turn his back on us.
He doesn't turn his back on us.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to realize
exactly
that there are times when
mm-hmm.
he's causing us to wait
mm-hmm.
and wait and wait
mm-hmm.
because he's giving us an opportunity to see that there's more to the relationship
right.
than, as you said earlier, just right. getting the things that I can get from my dad.
Exactly. Exactly. Relationship.
Yeah, it really is about the relationship. And
mm-hmm.
it's so important to our Heavenly Father who created mm-hmm. relationships
right.
that we care more about our relationship with him than about
right.
our relationship with the things that he can give
that
us.
That he does. Exactly. Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest is G. Scott. When he and I come back, we're going to have some more. I tell you what, I love it when he's sharing these insights. We're going to have some more of that. And we're going to have some more music. Live from the house. The house is at 6025 Broadcast Drive in the Palmetto City. We'll be right back.